An area of high pressure was directly overhead last night that allowed for very efficient radiational cooling, which resulted in a very cold start this morning. Now that high has moved off to the east, we've seen a southerly flow develop, and temperatures have moved into the upper 30s and low 40s in most areas this afternoon. As we work into the day tomorrow, temperatures will move even further, as we're expecting highs to be up into the 40s, which is seasonable for this time of year. And then the cold comes back over the weekend. Right now, that cold air is really gathering in western Canada and out over the Rockies. Well, that cold air is going to storm its way to the east. It will arrive in stages over the weekend. So we take a step down on the thermometer on Saturday, and then we take a very large step down on Sunday as the coldest air of the season so far arrives for early next week. For now, we're looking at increasing clouds across the area after a sunny start to the day. As that high pressure area has moved off to the east, clouds have come back into the sky, and that means it will be partly cloudy to mostly cloudy tonight, and there could even be a few spotty rain or snow showers, potentially resulting in some slippery spots by morning. Overnight temperatures will be in the 20s and 30s. Tomorrow looks to be fairly gray, and there may be a few spotty showers or sprinkles around. Though it's going to be a cloudier day, it's actually going to be a warmer day as temperatures come up into the 40s to around 50 degrees. Again, that is right around normal for this time of year. We'll see a cold front come through by tomorrow night. That could bring some rain or snow showers into Saturday. It'll be a gusty day Saturday with highs in the 30s and 40s. Another front comes through on Saturday night into Sunday, and that's going to unleash the cold air by Sunday. We're targeting highs to be mainly in the 20s with plenty of gusty wind from the north and west. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy, chance of rain and snow showers, low 25 to 30, and tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, high in the lower to mid-40s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Tonight, mostly cloudy, chance of rain and snow showers, low 28 to 34, and for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, high in the lower to mid-40s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Mostly cloudy with a chance of a shower tonight, low in the middle to upper 30s, and tomorrow mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, high 45 to 50. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, mostly cloudy with a chance of a shower tonight, low in the lower to mid-30s, and tomorrow mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, high in the mid to upper 40s. Region-wide on Saturday, variably cloudy, chance of scattered rain and snow showers, breezy, high in the 30s and 40s, and on Sunday, a mix of clouds and sun with a chance of snow showers, mainly north and west of Albany, windy and cold with highs in the 20s to around 30. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.